Well, thank you so much for coming out. This is the last live podcast doing as part of the Cheerful Liverpool Podcast Festival. But you don't fucking care, we're here for two people and two people only. Are we ready for Finding the Funny? Yeah! Hello, Julie King. Are we ready for Finding the Funny? Yeah!
Trip up that step on this dress. I was absolutely shitting my pants.
We nearly didn't do an entrance because Pat said I can't get up on that one.
Well, I tried to stand up on this earlier and nearly broke my leg. So.
And I said, but that would be funny.
Oh.
So let's
what
do
a
it.
Bitch.
Let's do it. Well, thank you so much. We thought we were going to come out to Mum and Dad.
Yeah. Who are here, by the way. Give us a wave.
We'll have Malamargs, and maybe if we've got just maybe five more, we'll be pleased with that.
But
look who we've got!
We've got a crowd! We've pulled a crowd on a Sunday night in
Balham!
Yeah,
in Balham!
Not the normal crowd that we're used to. You're a little bit too upper class for what we're normally used to. We're used to much seedier people than you guys, so thanks for coming. Genuinely, thank you so much for coming. I think it would be safe to say Angela and I are shitting ourselves.
Very much so.
If you happen to find anything funny that we say tonight, even like 1% of it, just laugh really loud.
Or even if you don't find it funny, just
if
laugh.
If you don't find it funny, we would love it if you would laugh. Anyway, look. Oh, Margs.
Margs has got it down.
Sarcastic.
She's doing this for years with James, so
yeah,
she's
she
well
knows what she's doing. She's fake laughed her whole life going to his gigs. Anyway, listen, as always, I don't know, let's have a show of hands, how many of you listen to the podcast?
Oh, brilliant.
I'm just looking. Oh, our own producer didn't put up his hand.
Oh.
How lovely.
Well, he listens under duress.
Okay, so, that's fine. Yeah. Thank you. So, as you know, Ange and I will often do as much, hearing as much from you guys as we possibly can. So, if you could all get your phones out.
Yeah.
What?
It's not a shit poll, Jan.
It's not a shit poll.
I know that is a huge favourite.
Anyone who follows Ange knows she loves a shit poll.
I love a shit poll.
Take your phones out. Go to either one of our Instagram pages. This will show who your favourite is. So pick wisely.
And we know who thinks she's the favourite.
Oh, fuck you. It's already started. Anyway, get your phones out. Go to one of our profiles. Go to the stories and in the box give us your dickish behaviours, your shitting tits, or something that you're heavily into. And what we're going to do throughout the show is Ange and I are going to have regular check-ins. So, when you've done that, everyone point the camera at us or take a selfie, tag it to your stories, put Finding the Funny. We want everyone to have FOMO.
And if you don't have Instagram, but the person next to you does,
then
pop it in their box.
Pop it in there.
We all love a box.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Should we go on with the show?
Should we have a sit down?
Let's do it.
You know, we've got to go to sort of our usual vibe of sitting down. You know, we're not a standy up sort of people, are we, Pat?
No, well, I'm definitely not. No. You can tell that by the size of me. You know those Apple Watches when they tell you to stand up? I'd literally be like, fuck you, not again.
They are quite annoying, actually.
Well, you've got one.
Well, I know,
swanky.
But sometimes when it says stand up, I'm like that, no.
Well?
I've been standing up for freaking hours,
well,
and now you're asking me
you
to
go.
Stand
That's
up again.
That's why you don't have an Apple Watch.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, listen, Ange, how's your week been? Let's start as we
well,
normally would.
Yeah, okay, so, I mean, it's not been a normal week, really, has it? Because...
Oh, well, what, not for you.
Well, have you not been sort of, you know, back of your mind, shit Sunday,
no,
shit
because I'm
Sunday.
A consummate professional, so I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, well, I'm not.
Unlike you.
I am not. So I've had this, like, constant, right, it's just do this day, get that done. Oh, shit, yeah, Sunday. Do this, shit Sunday.
Shit Sunday.
But actually, we were actually just talking before we came on about sort of how our bowels and bladders have been today.
As always.
You know, because that's...
I mean, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that this is very good content.
This is very much part of what we talk
this
about.
This is us through and through.
You know, because, you know, you do get the old, sometimes nervous poos.
Well, you haven't done a nervous
I
poo.
I said to her, I said, I have not done a nervous
Whereas
poo.
Whereas I have been shitting through the Iron Eagle all day. It's been a bloody nightmare.
I've got
ring sting. Too far. It's okay, we've read the room, we know where the line is. Ring sting is not a good option. Anything this side of that, we're fine.
Yeah.
Got it.
Well, what I said to Pats was, I've done my normal
normal ablutions. Sort of, I'm a morning person. I don't know if anybody else is morning.
Show of hands for who's in a
morning. Are you a
morning
person?
Ablution?
Yes, yeah, brilliant.
It's the same space. You can
yeah.
do what you want.
Breakfast, coffee,
ablutions.
Breakfast, coffee, poop. Yeah. So I've had that quite normal. What I have not had. I've had nervous wheeze.
Oh, that's a common one as well, isn't it?
That's new for me, though. I don't normally have a nervous wheeze. Yeah. So I've had a lot of nervous wheeze.
Right. Well, have you seen anything funny on Instagram this week? Have you seen anything that you could bring to us? Because I've got a couple of bits.
Well, you go then. I have got I've got a couple of bits. Get that one in
How
quick, shot.
How many have we got in the room? I don't reckon we've got many. We've got a guy here. We've got a guy here. We've got a guy back there. Anyone else? Okay. A guy with our producer.
Tricky.
So this is what I found, which I thought was really funny. And this is five deadly terms used by a woman. You know, when you're in that, like, fight mode and your partner's just come in. I'm going to say husband because I'm married to a guy and he's just come in and he says something and you say, fine. That's number one.
Fine.
Then you've got the second one, which is a classic. Nothing. You know when you're saying nothing.
There is something. There is something massive.
Nothing, fine, nothing. You're kind of moving into bad territory
at this
point.
Yeah, bad. This is shit.
This one, which I thought was really good. I was thinking about going out to play golf at the weekend. Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Who am I to stop you? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Seriously.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. It's fine. The other one is whatever. Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. Ian, you could act this out for us. then you've got that's okay, that's a shit one, that, innit, when they're like, I thought you might quite like if I bought this top. That's okay, it's a shit top, but that's okay. And then the bonus word is just wow. I feel like when a woman is dropping
a wow
it's not like wow that's amazing, it's
Wow,
you're that fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Right.
It's quite a low wow.
Oh, it's always... And it's,
wow.
There's got to be a beat, hasn't there? Mm. So you say the sentence and then someone, and they just go,
wow.
So I thought those five words
That
were,
is actually yeah, very good, funny. Pass, yeah. The thing I found, and actually just, for those of you who listen, obviously quite a few of you do, we do love a very British problems, as you probably know. So we like a lot of their stuff. There's actually a book out at the moment if you want to get it. We don't, there's nothing for us in that. Just telling you they've got a book out.
Like they think we were behind the very British problems bit. Thanks for clarifying that, because everyone went, oh, wow.
Yeah.
We've been contributors.
We have, yeah. We just
Instagram
like to keep it quiet.
For every problems.
And they've got a game. There's a quiz as well, if you want that.
Oh, they've got a game.
Yes.
No, we've got a
no,
game.
No, not us.
We haven't got a game.
We're not
we're
that
not
good.
That big, yes.
But this is what I saw, which I thought was very good, and actually very me. Shout out to everyone who eats while parked in the car, then gets out when they're finished, purely to do a crumbs shake before driving off. You know,
cheer for the crumbs shake.
I love a crumbs shake.
Mal. Your hand isn't up.
Mal's
not
even listening. Mal's
not
even listening.
Mal's turned his hearing aid off. Because mum made him come.
Yeah, and I bought their tickets.
Do you know what Mal said to me? Do you know what Mal said to me? Oh, Balo, it's a bit of a nightmare, isn't it? All right, Dad. Bloody hell. I've got one more before we move on. And
okay.
I think this is really apt. It says, my personality is basically a mix between a nearly five-year-old, check, who
Patty,
can't control her emotions, check.
Patty.
A teenage rebel who makes poor life decisions,
Patty.
Check. And an 80-year-old woman who's tired and needs a nap.
Patty. That is Patty.
That is a full house. Bingo.
Patty in a nutshell, right
that
there.
That is me.
That is your Pat Sheens.
Okay. Anything else? Anything else you want to add before we
no,
move on?
No, I think let's move on, Pat.
Let's move on. Know. Well, if you were listening at home at this point, you'd hear the jingle. And we're going to go into shitting tits.
Yes.
So, Ange, tell us,
okay,
what has been getting on your shitting tits?
Right. Okay. The thing that has been getting on my shitting tits is when you go to a fancy restaurant, a lot of them are fancy, that's what I'm finding. If you're in the
They've
fancy,
got a nice ambiance.
Yeah, your fancy places,
yeah,
right? Why have they started pouring shit over your food?
Yeah.
And,
that is true, isn't
and
it?
And dry icing shit.
Oh, dry ice has
I
gone
mean,
nuts.
You know,
what's going going fucking mental, isn't it? I tell you what, though, it's annoying, isn't it? Because you go to somewhere fancy, and let's be honest, look, for any of us larger girls in the room, fancy restaurants don't fill you up, do they? Do you know what I mean? they come out and you think, oh, this is going to be a lovely meal, and they take that silver lid off, and you're like, oh my
the
God.
That's called the cloche.
The cloche.
The cloche.
I'm getting a Mackey's on the way home with a chaser. But, with a chaser. With a chaser. But, what annoys me is when you, like, you know, you might order like an amazing dessert and you think, oh, this looks good. And you go, no, wait, we've got a pourer.
Exactly.
You sit back, they pour, the whole thing
disintegrates.
Everything goes.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God. And you're left with like half a gold leaf.
Yeah.
And you're like,
you're left with an almond.
Can you bring that other bit back? I actually am really fucking hungry.
Yeah. But why have they all become...
They've gone nuts.
I was actually at a dinner on Monday, which was great.
Oh, she's got a live story.
I've got a live story, right?
She's prepped this one.
And actually, this is very timely because obviously I knew Sunday was coming today. If you didn't know Sunday.
You love a backstory, Ange.
I love a backstory.
You love a backstory.
And I'm going to give you the backstory.
And this is what Martin has to edit out. This is the kind of shit Martin has to edit out.
Do you like the backstories?
Yeah!
Fuck you.
Oh, guys, fucking hell, that's it. You're on our side now.
Right, so I'm at this restaurant. On Monday. I was at a board dinner. Yeah.
Oh, fancy. She had a board dinner.
Anyway, so this was a thing you had to pre-order your menu. So I pre-ordered it weeks in advance.
I hate that. That's because on the day you're like
going
fancy steak. Yeah, that's a big tip.
Pre-ordering your shit.
On the day you're like, I wanted steak guinea pie. Yeah. It comes out, you're like, no, I wanted the risotto.
Yeah, that is annoying.
That's annoying. And you're saying to Tracy, do you want the pie? Because I'll happily take the risotto.
Yeah.
Tracy's not down.
She doesn't
want to change. She wants the risotto. Yeah. She ordered well. We didn't.
Yeah, no, exactly.
It's her own fault.
I ordered a cheese souffle.
Oh my God, you are a fancy
twat.
That
was my starter, a cheese souffle. Anyway, so I'm sitting there, out comes my cheese souffle.
Right.
The guy puts it down, and on the side is a little jug of, I'm assuming cheese. Must have been cheese.
Well, you ate it. Did you eat it?
It was nice, but yeah, must have been cheese.
It's actually semen. But you enjoyed it, so.
No, I wouldn't have eaten that. Anyway, so I'm just sitting there about to eat the cheese souffle. Yeah. He comes around, sorry, madam, and literally gets the spoon, a little tiny teaspoon, whacks a hole in it. First of all, I'm like, whoa,
back up.
You're dicking around with my souffle
now.
Whacks his spoon in it, creates a little hole,
whoa,
pours in the cheese.
And then what happens?
He walked away.
Well, that's a load of bollocks, isn't it? It doesn't even do anything.
No.
It didn't, like, disintegrate.
No, it's just there.
Nothing grew out of it.
No, nothing grew, nothing changed.
So why couldn't you do
that? Exactly. That's my point. Why can't I just pour on my cheese?
On a similar vein to that, do you know what I think's gone too weird now?
Mm.
Freak shakes.
Yeah.
You know freak shakes, right? They come out with like half a slice of cake on the side. Like, you've got your glass, and then you've got like a piece of carrot cake, and then you've got your whipped cream. Mm. And look, I like food, guys, but even that is too far for me, isn't it? Freak shakes have gone nuts.
They've also gone like it with cocktails and shit.
Oh, yeah, cocktails.
You know, you go for a cocktail and they blow like a bubble on the top of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, come and then blow it, and this balloon like
comes up. Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, what now? And then you just have to pop it and drink it.
What is the point? What is the point? Nobody's getting that time back, are they?
No.
Nobody is getting that time back.
And dry icing shit.
Yeah.
Dry ice really should just be for Cliff Richard.
Shout out to Cliff. Dry, that's the line of the night. Somebody
dry
tweet
ice.
That. Dry ice. Sorry, somebody X that. Dry ice. It should be saved for Cliff Richard.
They bring you
and
dessert
stars
out.
In their eyes.
And it's dry iced everywhere.
Dry ice.
No.
Anyway,
so that's the thing.
That's a great shitting
tip.
That's
the tip.
Give Ange a round of applause for her tip. So, Ange, we're going to do a phone check-in now. And now, just as typical Finding the Funny style, Ange has come up with a jingle for us tonight. Okay. So it's going to go one of two ways. We're either going to point and go, you're shit, because it's going to be terrible, or we're all going to cheer.
Yeah.
So this is big time for you now, Ange. This is big deal.
Obviously, I am the queen of the jingle.
Well,
you know.
Don't beat yourself up too much, because this could absolutely fall on its ass. So
I'm going to stand up.
She's standing up!
I'm going to
groom.
Oh, yes, Green Farm Armada.
Okay, because I have, my jingle is based on the tune of another song. Right?
Martin, can we put this in for copyright reasons?
Martin says
it's all right.
I think, I'd kind of be interested to know who recognises the tune.
Because you're going to sing it so badly. Well, you don't have a clue what it is.
So I'm going to, and throughout, so just so you know, gangs, don't know why I went plural.
Gangs, there's a number of gangs who hate each other in the room.
I've got three jingles throughout, okay, and...
Different ones. No, the same.
No, the same. But the last
Ange,
one...
come on, speed
sorry,
up.
I'm giving
fucking
a lot of
backstory. This is really boring now.
This
no, can't edit this out
this
or flick
edited.
It on, right?
Okay, so, right, here's the jingle.
Here's the jingle.
We're gonna do a phone check.
Ange, this is shit.
So we can see what's getting on your tits. Let me do a phone check to see what you are heavily into.
Okay, take a seat, because let's actually do a phone check now.
Yeah, let's do a phone
let's
check.
Do a phone check. Right, let's see what we've got. I think I've already got a couple of things in mind.
Okay.
Oh, I've got quite a few.
Oh, okay, brilliant.
Okay, we've got a good one here. We've got a shitting tits here. Give this a big cheer if you think this is annoying. Road closures. Oh, everyone in the room goes, oh. Do you know, we've talked about this on the pod before, I think, but the thing that annoys me is when you're driving somewhere and you just see cones, and there's nobody doing a jeffing piece of work in the whole vicinity, yeah. And you're like, what? I've gone down to half a lane on the M25 for this.
They do, they go bloody
mental.
Crazy with it,
crazy.
Don't they? It's like
crazy.
You don't get any roadworks for like, you know,
crazy.
10 months of the year, and then for 2 months they're effing
Bam.
Everywhere.
Bam.
Effing everywhere.
Effing
everywhere. Why did you
just
not
muted
say,
myself
yeah,
there? Because my margarine.
They're just fucking everywhere, aren't they? Bloody roadwork. We've actually had one in here from my mate Janet.
Janet!
Shout out to Janet! Now, Janet has asked, why does Ange do so many shit polls?
Great question. Great question, Ange.
They get on my shitting tits.
I think they get on everyone's tits.
Okay, let's have a little show of hands. Hands up.
No, let's do a cheer, because then people will hear it on the app, won't they?
Brilliant.
So cheer,
pass,
so
yes,
whoever
yes.
gets, whatever's
okay.
louder.
Okay, so cheer if you don't like my shit polls.
Yeah! Straight down the mic.
Now cheer if you love my shit polls. Thank you.
The shit polls. I actually quite like them, to be fair. I think they're quite funny. I was only doing it to wind you up. I think they're quite funny.
I think Janet secretly likes them too.
Janet loves them. She's all
she
over
does.
Them.
She does.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, I've got a good one here. He's put, people who make videos about trains. In the room, my mate Tomo.
People who make videos about trains. Now look, let's not be
trainers.
There could be people trainers.
Let's not be trainers.
Let's not be. We don't want to get cancelled
no.
by trainers.
Yeah.
Anybody in here make videos of trains?
We're safe.
That's fine. We're safe. Those guys are absolute pricks.
Let's slag off the train.
Let's
videos.
Slag off the train people.
Why are some people so into trains?
Listen, why are some people? I mean, we're just about to come into something that you're heavily into, and I'd pipe down if I were you. Because when we talk about the next segment, you're gonna look like a right prick. Oh yeah, people are into trains, Ange. They're really weird. What's your heavily into this week?
No, but you know they are. They are sort of quite a niche thing.
Well, listen, look, I'm going to take it back. I'm going to level with you.
Okay, yeah.
Like a steam train, that's quite interesting, isn't it?
Is it?
No.
What's so interesting about a
steam? Well, you know,
because it runs by steam.
Yeah, the culture, the...
No.
Oh, pants. You're really
a culture. You've really let yourself down there, mate. Oh, you really have. She has, hasn't she?
Talking about steam trains being interesting.
Anyway, Ange, we digress. Come on.
Yeah, we digress. But yeah, you know, fair enough.
Okay, Ange, you're up again because we need your Heavily Into jingle. Can you remember it? Because we can't have Rossi D. Woods because he's not here.
Oh, yes. No, yes, I know I can do that.
Okay,
yes.
You ready for your jingle?
I am. Oh, okay. I'm really on the jingle.
She's really jingle.
Yeah,
I'm standing up.
Standing up. Okay, so... Heavily into with Patty and Dan.
Sing along if you know the words.
Heavily into with Patty and Dan. What are they heavily into? Heavily into this week. Bosh!
I just had a terrible flashback of our Sunday school days. Come on, guys, sing along. The answer's always Jesus. Come on, guys.
It's coming in handy now, though.
What?
It's coming in handy now.
It's coming in handy. What? Because we can rise a crowd.
Because I can sing a tune on my own.
It felt very Sunday school-esque.
Yeah. I like that. And it is Sunday.
Oh, God bless you all.
Brilliant.
If the Lord doesn't come, he sends. Class, hallelujah, sister.
Hallelujah, Margie.
Classic Margs.
Margs there. Margs. Ripping Jesus.
Imagine if we just went all like Pentecostal. Mal, come up on the keys. We fooled you. We're not really here for this. We're coming right down for prayer. Anyone up? Okay, so Ange.
Yes.
Tell us what you've been heavily into this week.
Okay.
A lot of this content is yours.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, you know, you can tell who's the talent. She thinks it's her. Okay, so I'm really hoping you get on board with me on this. But I have been in the last couple of weeks.
Hey.
Where it's obviously starting to get a bit cooler. I am heavily into the tuck-in.
It's fallen flat.
No,
Ange.
Right. No,
there's what we're doing. That's
no.
We're counting
someone
that.
Is clapped. No. Right. I want
tuck.
I want to explain what the tuck-in is. If you're confused,
I think you should show us. I'll hold your mic. I'll stand up. I think you should give us demonstration.
A little backstory.
Oh
we like
my God! This is so boring. We don't need a
I'll speed it up. So anyway, I came downstairs the other evening, bit chilly of an evening, bit fresh, and I thought I'm going to put pajamas on. Everyone loves a pajama.
Right, that's the backstory.
Anyway,
great.
No, wait. Oh, right, so I came down the stairs.
Yeah, and you've actually put in the story, I came down the stairs.
I came down the stairs.
How old are
and
you?
And I walked into the lounge. My children were sitting on the sofa, and I had tucked my T-shirt... into my pajama
You've got to show us.
So I've done it.
You've got to show us the tuck in.
I've done a T-shirt into pajama
show us,
bottom.
Show us.
So basically, you do that.
Yes. Tuck it right in.
Right tucked in.
Tuck it right down. Right down into the pants.
Yes. Right tucked in. Yes.
Yeah. You're right tucked in.
And then, and I can't do this bit.
You
can't boots on.
Come on.
No, I can't.
She can't.
Basically, you then tuck your socks, your pajama bottoms, into your socks. So you are fully clothed and enclosed. And I have found, then you see you can go another step further because you can tuck into pants. And I have found myself doing
guys.
That is
Ian being a tight bastard not putting the heating on.
And what I think about the tuck-in is it just gives you the extra layer that you need of these wintry months. So that's what I'm heavily into.
I think you should start your own podcast called Finding the Middle Aged.
Yes! I'm okay with
that.
Because
I feel like we've gone really middle aged heavy just in this segment.
I'm okay with going for that, to be honest. I think that's why I've got into the tuck in.
So, I came up with something.
Well done.
I've obviously been slacking.
Obviously.
Something that I've been finding particularly dickish at the moment, I know you'll agree with this.
Oh, Ange. heavily agree with this.
Heavily into,
yes.
Why has everyone gone mad with emojis? Right? Are we down for this? Dad sent me a text message the other day with like 8 emojis at the end of it, right? And you know when those those in their 70s are whacking in the emojis. It's gone too far.
Didn't he put like a leg in it or something?
Yes, it went. Matthew and I had gone to watch Everton play at West Ham, and Chad said, great win for the Toffees, and he put loads of emojis, and one of them was just the singular
just the leg.
Just the leg. Just a single leg, and then like a medal. I was like, right, this has gone too far now. Yeah. Everyone, what about now? I'm going to let you into a little secret.
When we spoke
about this, I said, people who put emojis in their Instagram bio are dickish.
Yeah.
And then I realised I'd done it. God,
What did you have in there then? What was your emoji? Was it really shit?
Oh my God, I feel like such a...
No, come on, you've got to share now. What was the emoji? I can't even remember what it was. What was it? Did you have a few or was it just one?
No, I had three.
Oh, God. You're one of those.
One of those.
What did you have? A book or something?
Why would I have a book?
Because you want... You always bang on about, I'm going to write about that. I might write about that. You always bang on about writing things.
But I haven't, so why?
Maybe you might have put a book one day or something like that.
I mean, I'm a prick, but I'm not that much of a prick. No, I had. I'm not going to say.
No, anyway, no. You've got to say where your emojis are.
Listen, guys, I was really vulnerable then, and now you're all going to laugh and take the piss
out of me. Well, that's pop. That's what we're here for. We're finding the funny, and at the moment, it's you.
Oh, you bitch.
Come on, what were your emojis?
I had the microphone emoji for the podcast.
For podcast. One of these.
One of these. Oh God. I had. Oh my God! I actually can't.
You can't. You've got to say.
So in the fertility world, shout out to those of us who don't have kids.
Shit wombs.
In the fertility world. Shit wombs. Well, not necessarily.
No.
It's 50% actually, thank you.
Okay. take that back.
In the fertility world, a pineapple.
Yes.
Is like a sign of, so people wear like pineapple pins, and it's like, it's also a sign of swinging as well, which gets
I thought pineapple as well. Isn't pineapple something to do with if men eat it, their sperm tastes good?
Yes, but it's nothing to do with that. It's also the sign for swinging. People will put lit up pineapples in their windows.
Oh, it's got a lot of meanings.
Got a lot of meanings. So I had that, and then I just had little stars.
Right.
For what?
Just anything. Any other shit?
I mean, I put Joy Seeker, which is probably which now, saying it out loud, I realise I'm a fucking prick.
Do you know what I think also is quite dickish, just generally, are bios.
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 You don't like a bio.
No.
Link in bio.
Link in bio. All that shit. Yeah, my links in the bio.
Emojis. What I'd like to do is, I'd like, if anybody's prepared to tell us what your favourite emoji is. Eye roll,
your
absolute
eye roll.
Solid one. Over here at the back. Face palm, very good one. Good one, solid.
Winky face. Yeah, I like a wink.
Yeah, fruity. Anything else?
The leg.
The leg.
Foul, straight in with the leg.
Mum doesn't even know what we're talking about. She's not got a clue what an emoji is. She's like, on the way home, she'll be saying, what's that? Emojis stuff now. What are they talking about there?
Do you know what an emoji is, Marks?
I do know. I've actually done it on the Late Late Show.
Oh, God. Fucking hell. She had to bring him up, didn't she? We didn't go one night without James being dropped like a bomb.
Yeah.
Right. Actually, Marks, we don't
care. We don't give a shit.
We really
I think you need to go and find someone who cares, because we're not bothered.
Yeah.
Anyone else got a favourite emoji?
I mean, you've got to have... Surely you've got to have the laughy cry emoji.
Oh, that's
a
solid.
Or do you think that's a bit overused?
No, I love that. That's a solid.
The steam coming out of your nose.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
That's your angry, isn't
What's
it?
Your top used emoji? Laughy face.
Laughy face, followed
by
closely
the
by the eye roll.
The eye roll.
Yeah.
And you're up.
Okay, here is
the jingle.
Duh.
Oh, this is a different jingle. We can't sing along.
No. It is. I've slightly changed the words up, but the same tune.
Right.
Okay.
Clever.
We're gonna do a phone check.
Woo!
So we can read your dickish behaviours. Let me do a phone check.
Woo-hoo!
So we can see what's getting on your big tits.
Yeah, that's your second one.
The third one's the best, to be honest.
Okay, I've got one here from Snedders.
Oh, it's Snedders!
It's not a dickish behaviour, but it's a really good le big question. Because nice. A big question is, what is the best kind of Christmas sandwich? Oh.
Do you know what? I don't really like Christmas.
Oh, what a surprise! What a surprise! Oh my God, how did I should have known the answer would be, do you know what?
I don't really like it.
To be honest, I go in and it's these fancy ones. I'm like, no, I just give me a ham or a, you know. And if I'm having a chocolate bar on the side, don't make it fancy. Just give me a dairy milk or a flake. So boring.
Do you know what?
You're so boring.
Do you know what I don't like about the Christmas sandwich shit?
It's too much fat.
There's too much shit in it.
Right.
You got turkey, you got ham, you have a bit of brie, you have a bit of Cambry, you have a bit of mustard, you have a bit of this, you have a bit of that. It's just too much.
Do you know what I saw the other day in M&S? Pigs under blankets.
What?
So obviously where they've done
pigs
the...
Pigs under blankets?
Yes, obviously where they've done like a sick... Sissage? They've done a... I'm getting excited, I can't speak.
She's done a sissage.
A sissage. You know the sauce they've
I feel like I'm relaxed now. Do you feel like I'm relaxed?
Oh my God.
Brilliant.
Shall I just go?
Sorry, carry on.
I reckon you could do this all by yourself. I think if I just left,
I couldn't.
So I'd end up doing a lot of backstories.
Yeah,
the whole thing would be a backstory. I can't believe in that story about the tucking. You said,
shut up.
Came down the stairs, went into my front room. My kids were sat on the sofa. My dog was over here. She was playing with a toy. Ian was out in the shed. Anyway, I digress.
Look, I'm really sorry about that.
I tell you, I was not expecting. I'm really sorry. Like, you're in some kind of, like, AA meeting or something. Right, look, guys, I'm really sorry about
that. Really, I am. I'm quite sorry about that.
Anyway,
sorry, yeah,
I've lost my train of... Oh, pigs under blankets. So you got your sandwich, and they've put sausages in, and then they've put bacon. It's basically a sausage and bacon sandwich. But to make it Christmassy...
Hang on, no, I'm confused now.
What are you talking about?
It's bread.
Right. Yeah, it's a sandwich. Holy shit. Oh, my God.
Okay,
I'm going to do a backstory now. Let's backtrack.
All I heard you say was pigs under blankets, and I didn't know what the hell you were on about.
The big question
yes.
was what is the best type of
Christmas? Yeah, but I didn't know you were saying that about a sandwich. I just thought you were talking about pigs under blankets.
Oh, my God, you've lost it. You're a prick. You've got your sandwich.
Yeah.
Your bread. She likes a backstory because she finds it hard to keep
up. I have
to
understand.
She's got to
understand.
You put your sausages down.
Sausages down.
And then you put the bacon over the top. So it's basically a sausage and bacon sandwich, but to make it Christmassy, they put it in a sparkly red container and called it pigs under blankets.
It wasn't worth it. No.
It wasn't fucking worth it. That felt like a fucking sack of shit. It wasn't worth it. Oh, my God.
Shit.
Let's move on. We've only got 10 minutes left.
What is your favourite?
Oh, I like a brie and cranberry.
Brie and cranberry.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on.
We've only got 10 minutes left, so let's move on.
No, I think we got a bit longer because we didn't come in till a bit later.
Keep going. Okay, shall we do another little bit of Very British Problems?
Okay,
should we have a little? Should we have a little? You go first. Actually, that's really bad because neither of us are ready, so let's not do that.
This is what it's really like.
Oh, this is what it's like every week.
Yeah.
You're really getting the behind the scenes.
You are.
We'll start something and then we'll just go.
That's not that funny, is it?
Shit. Cut that bit, Tricky.
Martin will often come in and go, no, you were right, guys. It's not that funny. And at that point, it'll often say, I think we've got enough now. And that's the cue that we're really unravelling. We're losing it. We're getting really stupid. And Martin's like, I've got to keep on
it. I've got to rein it in.
I've only got 45 minutes to edit this. I've got to keep a little bit. Well, look, what we often do in our podcast is we often find like a serious segment, don't we?
We do.
We've covered loads of different things. We've covered infertility. We've covered menopause.
Pineapples.
Pineapples. We've eaten a lot of pineapples. We've covered the menopause. We've covered male factor infertility. We've covered body confidence. There's been loads of different things.
Mental health,
grief, all that kind of stuff. And I don't know about you, but I think probably one of the most common questions I get asked about is body confidence.
Yeah.
And how do you continue to remain confident in, for me especially, not so much you, because you're not quite as fat.
No. sort of slightly fat.
You're not morbidly obese.
No.
You're just obese.
I'm just obese. You're morbidly.
Morbidly.
Yeah. You shout out to the morbidly. I think you're on your own today.
Yeah, I don't think there's many big fatties out there, is there? Listen, there's nothing wrong with all the fat.
She loves it. She's always banging on about being morbidly obese.
Always?
Yeah, always.
Always. Yeah, always. In my job, when I walk into a room.
Anytime you can mention it, you mention it.
Meet someone high on roof, I'm morbidly obese.
Exactly, that's
Hi,
what happens.
I'm Ruth, I go to Overeaters Anonymous and I'm morbidly obese.
Fat ball or something.
We often get asked about what, like, I'd put a bit of cake probably. Cake emoji.
Cake.
With a cake. So, Ange, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh, God.
What do you think is the, like, key, or how do you feel more confident? Because I would imagine for you, like me, I probably feel more confident in my body than I've ever been.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And what do you think has been, like, the secret?
I've just started giving less of a fuck.
Yeah.
I think that's ultimately it. I'm like, life is too damn short to be thinking, oh, I can't eat that. I better not have that. Oh, I had a lot of that yesterday. I better not have anything yet. I'm just like, do you know what? As long as I'm eating fairly well, you know, fairly healthily, fairly good balanced diet, do a bit of exercise from here, you know, around the place, maybe walk the dog, maybe have a quick Peloton wank. you know, I'll just do those things. And then I'm like, do you know what? I just want to be able to live my life and do all the things I want to do with the people I love. I want to be able to go out to fancy restaurants and have dry ice on a dessert. Cheese soufflés with a bit of cheese poured on the top. Yeah. And I think, in all seriousness, I think I have just gotten more to that point where I'm like, I just want to be able to be myself and enjoy my life with the people I want to be around. And just, you know, not be always thinking about what I can or can't eat. Mm. And I think sometimes that does come as you get older. Or for me, definitely. Mm-hmm. I think probably if I was back, you know, 20... 30 years, I know, I don't look old enough.
you absolutely
do. Oh, okay. I was always very conscious about it, like really would be quite conscious about what I was eating and what I was doing. And I just think as I've got older, I've just gotten more comfortable in my skin, who I am. And also it's that thing, and I know it's a bit of a cliche, but what you look like is the least interesting thing about you. And I think that's what I've kind of grown into... me, Ange, and I'm like, do you know what? I have so much more to offer than just, you know, what size clothes I'm wearing or any of those things.
I think as well, I heard a really interesting thing. I can't remember who it was. I think it was somebody on Instagram who said, just click the bigger size. When you're on the website, just click the bigger size. Like, that's all it is.
Yeah,
like,
it's a number.
You can either click the size smaller and get it and feel awful. And I think one of the biggest things for me, look, I've always been somebody who...
has never been thin, and like in a really serious way, the word fat has been like this, like it's the worst thing you can be, right? If you're fat, it's like the worst thing that anybody can be. And I think we've taken the word, and when I say to people, oh, I'm a fat woman, lots of people will go, oh, don't say that, why not? It's the truth, like that's what I am. Why has fat become this like word that everybody recoils at and is like, oh God, that's the worst thing somebody can be? And I think what I've realized is it's not. Like being fat is not the worst thing that somebody can be. And I think I've got to the stage where I think the way that, look, don't get me wrong, everybody has hang-ups, right? You could be, you know, Naomi Campbell and have hang-ups, and everybody looks in the mirror, men and women, everyone, and thinks, oh God, I'd change this or I'd change that. But the bottom line is, for me, I think, you know, it's how you carry yourself. And I can either shrink away and try and make myself smaller and not do this stuff because people might think I'm fat and go, oh, you shouldn't do it because you're fat. Or you can go, I'm going to take up my space and I have as much right to do this stuff as the next person, and I'm going to find clothes that I love and I'm going to dress for stuff that I feel comfortable in. But ultimately, I'm not going to apologise anymore for looking like this. And I think when you make a peace with that and you say, this is who I am, a little bit like what you're saying, this, you know, I'm going to take up my space, there's a place for me at the table, I deserve it, I'm all right as a person, and actually fat is not the worst thing you can be.
You're actually... I was going to say...
Don't say it.
No, actually, it's a really nice thing.
Oh.
Yes, I'll say it. Yeah, you want to hear it now?
Say it.
I was going to say, you're actually more than an all right person.
Oh.
See, I can be nice.
Bloody hell, what's happened to you? You can tell we're near the end of the show. She's ready to wrap it up. She's started being nice. It's in the script. Shall we do another? Have you got a final verse?
Right, okay, this is my final jingle. Okay.
This is the final. Guys, big it up. Come on. Okay. Come on. No. Go on, Ange.
Because I know when the patty rings, it can only mean one thing.
Woo!
We're coming to the end of the show. But before we go, we are gonna have a final phone check.
Woo-hoo!
To see if we have any late entries. I'm gonna do a phone check.
You are so
and
into
then
this.
We're gonna piss off and have a drink.
You are so into this.
Yeah, I am.
What tune was it?
Hotline Bling.
Yes, they got it. Hotline Bling Drake.
Yeah.
Hotline Andrew. I had something funny from my friend Mel this week. She has put it in the box as well. So if anybody listened to last week's episode, we talked about your funeral playlist. Like,
yes.
If anyone had a funeral playlist.
Yeah. And actually, loads of people do.
Loads of people do. It's a big thing.
And I talked about the people that would be carrying my coffin.
They'd just be like, oh yeah, we'd have to have a really short walk where I'd be laid to rest.
She were morbidly obese.
Yeah. They'll be saying, oh, she got comfortable with being fat, didn't she?
She were ready, really body confident.
Early days, Ruth hated it. Later on in life, she was fine. Oh, fat, it. That one. I don't know why I've got northern to
no,
do that.
I like going a bit north. It's Lucy in the house.
Anyway, Mel, one of my best friends, Mel, who lives in Northern Ireland, messaged me last night. She was listening to the episode. Whenever I go to the gym now, I'm just going to tell myself I'm bulking up to carry your coffin in case you go back. What if Ruth dies first? I've got to keep bench pressing. Mel, you've really bulked up. Yeah, what if Ruth dies first? We'll be absolutely fucked.
I better start bulking as well.
You better.
Yeah.
Although, hopefully...
It's unlikely.
It's
Ruth, you're morbidly obese. Go first, love.
Well, that's not necessarily
true. Well, okay, let's wait and see.
Let's wait and see. Place your bets now. On the door, you can put a fiver in the bucket. And whoever gets it right, you can sit at the moment.
I'll do a shit bowl.
We've gone full circle. Do a poll.
I'll do a shit bowl. Who's going to die first? Angie or Patty? Patty wins, hands down.
Hokey dokey.
Well, we're coming.
Yeah.
We're hurtling towards the end.
We are. But we have got we have got a couple of final rants.
We do.
Haven't we?
Yes, yes.
So when I started thinking about us doing this and whether we were going to do it or not, I started to think, what do I get annoyed with? I'm actually quite out of breath.
You are, yeah. See? Dead first.
Sensational. I think it's the nerves, actually, guys. Yeah. I think it's actually the nerves have just caught up with me.
No, I don't think it is.
An hour later, the nerves are really catching up. No, what's really starting to annoy me, right, is all of this, and I hope you agree with this.
Okay, yeah, I'll let you know.
I feel like being supportive. It's all of this, like, what would you say to your younger self, bollocks?
Mm. Yeah, it is, bollocks.
If I had the opportunity to go back to my younger self, I would say something along the lines of, stop being a prick, drop the spoiled brat attitude, and grow the fuck up. I wouldn't be writing a letter that's like, it all turns out just the way
Fine.
You want it.
Yeah, just work
go
hard.
Through,
you're
just enough.
Enough. You're enough,
you'll
that's
wake
a classic.
Up and you'll look in the mirror and you'll be morbidly obese, but you'll be okay with it.
You'll be confident.
You'll have this outlandish... No, I'd be saying grow up.
Yeah.
Stop being a prick. If I could go back to my, like, 15-year-old self, what would you say? Patty dies first. What did you say? Don't worry, she gets bigger and dies first. She yo-yo diets her entire life.
Do you know what I think I'd say? And probably mine's going a bit deep.
Oh, no. This was supposed to be a light-hearted final rant.
Oh, should I not say it?
Say it. You've built us up now. You're going to be all deep. Everyone's going to go, oh, that was lovely.
Well, no, do you know what I would say to my younger self, in all honesty?
Oh, God, you're into... Drop the backstories.
Drop the backstories.
People get really pissed off with the backstories. That's a good one, actually. Don't you drop the backstories.
Drop the backstories. No, I would actually say, stop pleasing everybody.
She's gone deep. Whereas I tell myself to grow the fuck up.
Yeah, you needed to grow the fuck up and stop being a brat.
I did.
I needed to stop pleasing everybody in my household life. That's what I would actually say to myself.
Just anyone want to shout out what they'd say to their younger self?
Buy Bitcoin.
Nice one. Nice one. Heavily invest in Bitcoin. That's a good one. Anyone else?
Funny or serious?
Think of the bio. Think up a good bio.
Don't use emojis in your bios.
Don't use emojis. Anyone else?
Try a ham round.
Hey! Anyone got any ham for Ange?
I could have done a live, couldn't I?
Wouldn't have travelled well, would it? A packet of ham? Not really.
I could have done the old, what was the one I did recently?
Giant's what's it?
Yeah, I can't remember. I actually gave it a name, but I can't remember what it was now.
Oh.
Cheese thing. Cheesy puff stuff. That's the one, Janet.
Cheesy puff stuff?
I do a cheesy puff stuff.
Oh, as I thought you meant there was a brand called Cheesy Puff
Stuff. No, I do a cheesy puff
stuff.
Right,
yeah, nice.
Yeah, instead of the ham ram or the cheese string thing. They're the three I've got going on currently.
I want you to think of another one.
What, now?
No. just in general.
Oh, what, another thing I tell myself?
And this can't be savoury.
Eh?
It's got to be sweet.
What are we on now?
It's got to be sweet.
I want a sweet ham round thing.
I want a sweet one.
A sweet one.
Yeah.
Oh, a sweet one.
No, you don't think of it now.
Oh.
I just mean it. Oh, my God. You can tell we're coming to the end. Sorry, Martin. We've let you down. We started off. Right, do you want to do your last rant or shall
we? Okay, I'll just do my last one.
And then we'll end, yeah.
Okay, my final rant and the thing that's really starting to really grate me a little bit is how/why is everyone suddenly a Sunday Times best-selling author? What the fuck?
You've never heard of them, and then all of a sudden they pop up. They're like, oh my
I've
God,
got a
God,
Sunday Times bestseller,
and they've got books in their bio.
Yeah, books. They've got a book emoji.
They've got books.
Sunday
in their
Times
bio.
Bestseller. What the hell?
I know everyone.
Everyone is a Sunday Times
Any
bestseller.
Any Sunday Times bestsellers in the room? Sheridan, are you a Sunday Times bestseller?
No,
that surprises me.
No. You can tell.
She's not written a her memoirs
no.
yet.
No.
That's right.
That will be a Sunday time.
She's holding back the memoirs.
Anyway, look, guys, we have, sadly, happily, whatever you want to call it.
I asked Sheridan to shout, give him a TV show.
Well, there's no one here that'll
well,
do that.
You never know who's listening.
Oh, yeah.
You never know who's
is
listening.
Is there anyone here who's going to do us a show?
Martin, are you going to make a
tricky
TV
show?
I know. To be fair to him, he has. And
we
no
could call it, I think we've got enough now.
Anyway, look, we should stand up for this bit, shouldn't
we? Should we should stand up for this bit, yeah.
Listen, guys, thank you so much for coming out. It's a Sunday night.
Yeah.
It's cold. Balham. It's South London. We know that it's a trek.
Yeah.
We're so grateful that you
really
listen
are.
To us. We're so grateful that you find some of the stuff we talk about funny. We love hearing all of your stuff.
We love that you love the backstories.
Yeah. I think the jury's still out on that one. But honestly, we're so lucky that we get to try and have a go at some of this stuff.
Mm.
And the fact that you've made your journey here, we're so grateful. So, from Ange and I,
thank you so much. It really does mean a lot to us.
And we'll be back next week
helping you
to find more of the funny.